July 7th, 2017. Once again I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the eternal now, creator of every present moment. I come to you not to frighten you, but to warn. Any father seeing his child too close to a flame would, out of love, warn him to step back. I, as Father of all, come with a loving heart to call mankind back from the brink of disaster. I do not wish to send my justice upon earth, but man's indignities towards my commandments dictate that I must. If you turn to me with a collective, contrite heart, much can still be mitigated. I need your repentance and your return to high regard for my commandments. Pray every day that the enemies of Christianity are disarmed. This includes not only terrorists, but world leaders as well. Christians are enjoying a return to freedom in this country under this president. I am asking for unity behind his leadership. It is the hour when politics must not control religion, but be influenced by Christian values. Moral issues need to remain moral issues and not political issues. I can only warn. I cannot choose for you. A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he cried, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the very greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.